This is your Commander-in-Chief. I am issuing a warning. The following podcast contains adult content and intended for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hey everybody, welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter. I'm here solo right now. However, well, it's me and DJ. Today, Jake Ellenberger's coming back, and Marina's coming back. Woo-hoo! And of course, they're both late, because that's the respect I get from here, from everybody. Everybody respects me so well. I just get tons of respect. I swear to God, I should be Dangerfield. I wish. That's my favorite comic. And now I know why, because he didn't get respect either. So, I just got back from Vegas yesterday. That was I had a great time in Vegas. I headlined the LA Comedy Club. It was awesome. All these fighters came out. I saw Heather Jo Clark. She's awesome. She's a really, really sweet, cool girl. And she brought Brian Caraway to my show. And that was, I was a little nervous. I'm not going to lie, because Brian Caraway, I've made a billion jokes about him. And I'm like, is he going to beat me up? First, actually, I went to go pick Heather up from the airport because she was flying in and she's a friend. So I was, I picked her up from the airport, and then she's like, hey, she's staying with Brian and like Misha Tate. So she's like, hey, can you drop me off at their house to pick up? So I'm like, okay. So then I'm worried, like, she's in a wheelchair right now and on crutches, so I have to take Heather's stuff to the Tates, and I'm like, great. What if they're home right now and the first person they see is me, the guy who I'm not sure they're very fond of, walk into their house? So, but luckily they were not home. I think someone's here. Who is it? Is it Jake? Is it Marina?
Who is it?
Marina Shafir. How are you?
Hi.
How's it going? What's going on? We're actually on the show right now. We're on the show. Yes,
okay,
we're talking.
I can't greet while
you, of course, you can greet. You
Hi.
Can greet.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You look
she
hot.
Just identified a picture that was on the wall.
There's a picture on the wall of Brian Callen jumping into Brandon Schaub's arms on like a beach. It's a very,
it's
very.
It must be like a ninja picture, but it looks just gay.
that's what I was talking about before you got here.
Oh, look at
I mean,
that.
Not
See,
not on
ESP.
The air.
We're
not
starting.
Not on the air, but off
we have
the air.
ESP. I knew it.
Yes. So I was saying that Brian Caraway came to my show mm-hmm. when I was in Vegas.
Is that so?
We went out afterwards, and he was very sweet, a good guy.
He was flirting with you?
No, not flirting. It was not flirting with me, but we hung
sweet
out.
Sweet guy, though.
I mean, not like he's a nice dude. We talked about fighting, and he was laughing his ass off. He wanted to buy some CDs.
Did he touch you a lot?
No, really. I think that if you had met him under different terms, you would like him.
I don't think so.
Really?
Really.
I don't know. He seemed like a nice dude.
He's a nice dude. He is a nice dude.
He's good for him.
Yeah.
So he came to the
That's
show.
Good.
History notwithstanding.
Yeah. So, I think I met him in the perfect circumstance, and I got to know the real person.
Really?
Well, not really even got to know. I just saw just how it all unfolded.
Well, I mean, we talked about fighting. We had a big laugh. Mm-hmm. He's been. You told me the history of him. He used to fight when he was like 2-on-2 fighting, he told me, some of his first fights. There was actually tag team MMA.
Like what's going on in Russia?
Yeah, like that. That was like when he first started. He was in these, like, he did bare knuckle fighting. He's been around. And I don't know, I like the guy. I'm always going to be, I'm always going to be Team Rousey and Team Marina Shafir. But I happen to think Caraway's a cool guy. So he wasn't with Misha, so maybe he's different when he's alone. But I had a good time. So, and then it was funny because Roxanne Modafari came to the show.
I love her.
And so I'm on stage, and first I said Brian, I said Caraway's here. He's going out. Misha Tate. This is from the stage. Tate doesn't have one ugly bone in her body except for Caraway's. We got a big laugh. Everyone liked that joke. But then Roxanne Modafari's here. You know, she was actually a stripper before she became a fighter. You know, because and if you know Roxanne, you know that was not the case. But Uriah Hall was there, who was like, "Were you really a stripper?" Uriah Hall thought that Roxanne Modafari, he may be the most gullible human being on the planet.
I was gonna say he's trusting.
Very trusting. Yes,
he is really gullible.
Yeah, very gullible.
Very gullible.
And then John Wood was there. John Wood is now married to not Jenna Jameson, to a girl named Jonna. He's married, and he's the
wife. Didn't they just break up?
Yeah, I don't know. They were on couples therapy last time I saw.
Is she in porn?
No, she's not in porn. She's beautiful, though. She's definitely, She's definitely, you know, seems like a normal girl.
I mean, a boner just talking about her.
I'm not getting a boner. I get a boner that you're sitting here. That's why.
Touche, friend.
Now that Tugboat guy's out of the picture.
Oh, God.
So, by the way, it was very nice meeting Tugboat Boy last
week. What'd you guys
think? I liked him. I did.
Cool, right?
You didn't meet him.
No, I missed that.
He looks like the guy from Olive Oil, Bluto, a little bit. I mean, I'm from Popeye.
Looks like Bluto with the blue shirt and the hat, the whole thing.
He sort of looks like Bluto. No, I'm kidding. If he's listening to this, a little bit, right? Don't you think a little bit like?
No, I don't think so.
All right, but he's like a bald guy with a beard, muscular guy. He looks like he could kick some ass. It seems like a very nice, down to earth guy.
Sometimes.
Really? Why? What's the matter?
Nothing.
Did you guys have crazy sex?
No.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, well,
he's just sometimes like that. He's not all the time like that.
Well, no, everyone's like, people have different, you know,
like you're just like this right now, but you're not like this all the time, right?
That's true. Well, who's like everything all the time? What kind of weird argument is that?
I'm not arguing. Who's that saying it's not arguing?
No, you're not arguing. Exactly. So,
Adam has a soft side. You've seen his Instagram with his dog.
I do. I like that. Oh, shut up. All right. So, and then Marcus Brimmons came to my show.
How'd you get your hair to spike off like that?
I actually stopped off at the place to get gel on the way over here. Then I got a ticket, a park, because I was like, I'm going to run there for 3 minutes. I got a $60 ticket. Most expensive hair gel in the world. I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, no. I have a car story for you, too. When we talk about what happened to me this last week.
How was your week?
Well, it was kind of shitty because I went to take my car in to get it fixed because I got into like this minor fender bender and because somebody backed into me.
Yes.
900 feet from the collision place where I was dropping off my car, I get into a fucking rear, like this bimbo older chick just rear ends me.
No way. So what happened?
900 feet. I fucking, thank God my car was moving. It was already moving forward.
Yeah.
But like if my car was stopped, she would have been under me. Like there was barely a scratch on it. I drive a Honda Civic, so like it's a fucking Lego, you know. Those things never break. So I fucking reamed her out.
Reamed her out.
I reamed her the fuck out, and then I kept driving. Because I didn't want...
You didn't even call insurance or anything? Or?
No, it wasn't... Like, there was no damage to her vehicle. Because my car was already moving.
You put her in an arm bar? Did you use your judo?
No, I fucking...
I was going to say, you imagine getting reamed out by
God.
A fighter.
Fuck.
And then she's all
be
like...
terrible.
No, because I was just like, really? 900 feet.
So you got,
900 feet.
So you got rear-ended twice this weekend. Once by Tugboat Boy. And, no, I'm kidding. I'm just joking. You didn't get actual rear-ended, did you? Really?
This is me laughing.
Okay. This is your laughing? I can see you're kind of laughing.
This is her laughing.
I can see you sort of laughing.
I was
By the way, I got drunk texts by you on Saturday night at the
you
fight.
Did.
That was the best. Yeah. Her drunk texts are all about fighting, though.
I know.
I swear to God. Nothing like, nothing hot or no pictures. Her drunk texts are like, wow, Brad Tavares looked really good. His stand-up was amazing. We have to get him on the podcast. Those are the drunk text. Like I'm expecting like hey, check out my ass or something. None of that. It's all like, oh my God,
Cowboy Cerrone.
Did you see those kicks by Cowboy? Like I'm like, oh Jesus, this is the most.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate it. It was really funny, but I've never gotten those kind of drunk texts before.
I'm sorry, I'm that kind of drunk. I'm not like one of those.
No, your drunk texts are all about fighting.
It was
really awesome.
Pretty awesome.
It was awesome. So. And then Marcus Brimmage came to my show after he lost, actually.
What?
Yeah, he came on Sunday night, which was cool of him to come.
He seemed like a cool guy.
One of the nicest guys.
Did you tell him to keep his left hand up?
No, well, he's sitting there, right?
Oh, my God.
He's sitting there.
Did you tell him to go for the win?
Well, yeah, I think he went for the win. That guy he fought was good. That kid Cody.
He didn't go far enough, though,
We're going to talk about Cody in a second. We're going to break down the whole card. But it was funny because he's sitting in the front row laughing at everything with his boys from Alabama, who I sat with. They're right from, like, they drove from Alabama. They're from, like, the sticks. These guys, I love these guys. But, so he, like, dropped his, like, credit card. Like, while he's on stage, some guy gets up. He's like, so a white guy goes, hey, you dropped your credit card, but I'm not black, so I'm not going to steal it from you. Right? Like, this is what the guy says during the show. I swear to God. He's trying to be funny, but everyone's just like, ooh, ah. I go, Marcus, you better kick his ass. That way you'll get one win this week. He was laughing. Thank God he was laughing. Because a second, I'm like, oh, man, I might have went too far with that one. But that was pretty awesome. So let's talk about UFC 182. We're going to talk about that. We also have Jessica Eye on the show, by the way.
Is she coming in?
No, we're going to call her.
God damn it.
But Jake's coming in.
He is?
Yes.
Oh, I miss him.
Yes, Jake is coming in.
I miss him so much.
Any second. So, what are you texting right now?
I'm sorry. I have to get back. Sorry.
So you could text. I'm asking what you're texting.
Well, my friend Bo Sellers, who used to be a comedian.
Yes.
Or she still is a comedian, but she's like this big blonde.
Yes.
Ditzy, you know, chick, super funny, super nice, and I thought maybe like I'm gonna ask if she can come in next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to watch.
So during the show, you're texting people without asking me if they can come on the show. Great.
I was going to ask you. I'm texting.
All right.
I'm about to ask Adam if you can come in next
week. Oh, okay, cool. Well, thank you. All right, UFC 182. Let's talk about that. I was there. I went to the fights. I stayed for the whole thing. Let's just go through the whole card. Alexis Dufresne, you see that fight?
That's the one that we missed because we were in traffic.
She got lit up.
But I heard she missed weight.
Yes.
The second time.
Yes.
By a lot.
Yes.
How much was it?
She missed weight a lot. It's like she missed weight the last time against Sarah Cheesecake. She missed weight against her and then lost the fight that I thought she won. But and then missed weight against Kimmy Couture. And she's the one that fought Kimmy Couture.
And did she lie about that fight?
In Mexico, yeah. And Kimmy is like suing now. It's a whole thing, which she never got paid. So this girl, I don't think she's ready to be in this UFC. I just don't think, based on you keep missing weight every single time, you can't make the weight. It's not your weight class.
Yeah.
But she got smoked. Mm. That was ridiculous. But it was, you know, the other girl looked good. I forgot the girl's name, but she looked really good. What was the girl's name? You know.
I know what you're talking about.
But anyway,
there's
that girl,
a lot of Twitter chat about like that fight. Like, she doesn't deserve to be here. Like, she's doing herself a disservice. Like, there's a lot of people talking shit. A lot of fighters.
She looked UFC good against fighters. Sarah Cheesecake. Yeah. She did, actually. She looked good in that fight. But she just looked terrible in this fight. Now, UFC. Now, let's talk about the main event, and we'll go from the start from that. That was it was crazy. The night before, John Jones was walking around the casino at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
1 in the morning. He went to the Justin Timberlake concert before the fight. Yeah. I mean, that is insane. But I knew Cormier was in trouble for a bunch of reasons. Number one, I actually ran into Crazy Bob Cook before, and I said, has he been training at all with Kane? They said no.
Why so not?
Kane was been injured. So he didn't have Kane his entire training camp. And I'm not going to make excuses for DC. John Jones is the best fighter in the world right now. He beat DC. I thought it was 3 rounds to 2, but I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, here's what I do know.
3-2?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was 3-2. 3 rounds to 2.
Really? What other round?
Yeah.
Aside from 2.
I gave Cormier 2 and 3. Okay. And I was there. Some people were giving him 1 where I was sitting, but they were.
I gave him 2 by this close.
Yeah.
I gave him 2 and 3. He ended the round on top of him. Yeah, John's pulled guard, but he's still. And I would say 3. From where I was sitting, I didn't hear any of the commentary. It looked like Cormier won 2 and 3. And people were giving him round 1 where I was sitting, but then they were leaning heavily towards Cormier.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
Plus, I was sitting with King Mo's wife, she said, and she's this blonde girl who definitely accentuates certain parts of her body, let's just say that, and she was going ballistic. I mean, on her knees, screaming, come on! Come on, Daniel! God! It was like...
Fucking hates John, huh?
But, I mean, I guess she like knows Cormier because they train together, mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was like out of control. Because I was like, who is this girl? That's what I said. I go, who is this girl? And someone's like, she's like, oh, I'm King Mo's girl wife. I'm like, I'm not saying anything, but this woman went insane. So, anyway,
that's
back...
refreshing.
But back to there. So... I knew Cormier was in trouble. Number one, he never went 5 rounds before. If you look at all his fights, they've all been 3-round fights.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, I know he trained for a 5-round fight, but he's missing his main partner. And also, I think he just got too emotional. I went to the weigh-ins, and he was just, he was a mess.
Why was he a mess?
He was a mess because he lost so much weight. He had a bad weight cut, and you could just tell that.
He didn't have a bad weight cut.
He did have a bad weight, yeah.
How do you know he had a bad weight cut?
Because I met, because people that I know that like were around him saying he's having a tough time making weight. I also ran into John Jones's coach, what's his name? Not Jackson, the other one.
Winklejohn.
Winklejohn, who said he had a bad weight cut. So, I mean, that was from Winklejohn. I don't know, I mean, but...
Which was interesting because DC said he had a great weight cut.
Yeah, that's what I'm
but
saying.
But maybe he was just overcompensating for the fact that he had
I heard
one,
he had a bad
know.
Weight cut. And I just, he was just too emotional. I was really rooting for DC in this fight.
Me too. I mean, I knew John was going to just fucking take him to school, but...
You were rooting for him, or did you feel that DC could win? Both of you guys, did you feel the same way?
I felt that he needed to be a little bit more confident with his wrestling. I really felt that his wrestling was strong enough to outgrind John.
I had a, you know, with me, I think he had too much going into it. Like, I mean, you look at all the things that DC had to, like, what went from his father passing away when he was seven, his daughter dying, his losing in to Kale Sanderson in the finals, the Olympics, you know, what happened there, that debacle in the second time. He just had, it was all of this, and the
just
fact that
huge
he,
adrenaline,
and
dump.
The fact that he hated John Jones and made Jones into this big thing, and he had all his family there.
You think he lost a little
all
bit
these
of focus
people.
With all that.
I think it was too much. Mm. It wasn't the same DC that walked into the Pat Cummings fight that was relaxed and knew he was going to win. It wasn't the DC that was throwing around Dan Anderson. It wasn't even the same DC that went up against Bigfoot. It was a guy that was like, just had way too much. It's like when I'm trying to have a great set. Yeah. When I know that this set, and I just put too much into it.
So let me tell you this. So go back and watch the fight and listen to DC's corner.
Yeah.
So during one point, DC's coaches are saying, do this, do that. And he said, I'm trying.
Yeah.
He had his head down. The moment he said, I'm trying, I'm like, it's over. I'm
yeah.
Like, you just can't accomplish what you want to accomplish. Rashad said the same thing. That he you think he wanted to take his elbow? He couldn't do anything against John Jones.
Yeah, no, John Jones, I'm not taking anything away from John Jones. John Jones, it just seems like he's on a different level. I mean, I'm not saying it's obviously not natural talent, because some people say, oh, it's genetics. He does have two brothers that are in the NFL. I mean, that is a very talented family. Yeah. I mean, that is a talented.
Very talented.
But John Jones.
I'm so bummed. We couldn't. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings watching the fights, and like when they went to the corners, you couldn't hear shit.
Yeah.
I really there wish I would have really, heard that.
I mean,
and it was really zen, like the comparison between Jones and Cormier. So in John Jones's corner, you know, like Jackson's like, let's breathe. Let's breathe. Go to that water. You know when Jackson always tells his fighters, go to that waterfall?
Yeah.
He was telling John, go to that waterfall. All right, we're good. There was really no advice going on. It was just, okay, breathe. On DC's corner, it was like, you need to do this, you need to do that. And he's got 100 people telling him what to do. And he's like, fuck, I'm trying to do it. I just can't do
it. Yeah, no, I mean, you know? John Jones is a very frustrating fighter. He's the best. I mean, it just sucks for DC. He goes into against the best college wrestler of all time.
What did you think when he took DC down?
Yeah, but he took him down
the first time. Time. Were you like?
Well, the first one in the center. Look, it's a lot easier to take a guy down when he's against the cage. When his back's against the cage, it was a takedown. It was a clean takedown. But his back was against the cage. It wasn't like he took him down in a wrestling match.
He took DC down.
There was a really long opportunity where DC could have made the decision to sprawl or put up some kind of fight. He just gave in.
I don't think he gave in. He didn't give in. He didn't give up his bag.
He didn't have a choice.
Yeah, he didn't have a choice. Look, there's wrestling and then there's MMA wrestling.
Oh, my God.
So for MMA wrestling, what are you saying, oh, my God? What are you saying, oh, my God? Look, Jones won. He proved he's the better fighter.
I don't know if he gave it to him as much as John just took it.
I mean, I think that DC was gassed by round three. He was gassed. He had too much emotional nonsense going on. Not nonsense, but it was too much. The buildup was too much. It wasn't relaxed. He didn't have his best training partner. If they have a rematch, okay, it'll be a lot closer, because I think DC won't have all this shit going into it. If they have a rematch, which I hope they will. I mean, look, he's 36 years old. The other guy's 10 years younger and 4 feet taller. So
12-inch reach advantage.
12-inch reach advantage. It's hard.
But John was still landing elbows when they were in the fucking clinch. Are you kidding me? Like, how is he getting his elbows into his face?
But what the hell is Steven Seagal doing? What was Steven Seagal? I mean, did you watch that? Did you watch that thing?
He has this thing where he just comes in irrelevantly and just,
with his hair.
No, but he came in. If you watch
the spray shit, what is that?
If you watch the UFC Embedded, he goes to Daniel Cormier's camp. And UFC Embedded 5 and says, Daniel, I have something I want to tell you. And then he kicks everyone out. And he tells them these secret moves. I swear. I have to know what these secret moves were.
Why don't you call DC and ask?
I'm going to ask him. He has to tell us what these secret moves are.
Maybe, I don't know.
I'm dying to know.
I'm dying to know why these fighters are allowing Steven Seagal.
It's also they're kind of like he's.
Are they starstruck by Steven Seagal these days?
Well, John Jones didn't. That was a problem. Steven Seagal asked John Jones, "Can I walk out with you?" a couple fights ago, and Jones said, "No, I'm sorry, but you're not in my camp."
Are you serious?
Yeah. And then Steven Seagal took that personally. So that's why he went to Daniel Cormier and was trying to tell him some secret moves. Same thing with Machida. He was trying to tell Machida some secret moves. Why you looked all distressed?
No, I'm just like, this just gets more and more interesting as I get more and more opinions of this fight. Now I had no idea that Steven Seagal had asked John Jones about walking out.
What do you think the secret moves are?
Maybe recipe for his famous salsa? I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Does he have famous salsa?
I don't know if he has any more secret moves. He's...
Seriously, somebody said it was...
That hair is not a secret. Let's just put it that way.
Somebody on Twitter said his secret move was to put a cue ball in a sock and start hitting him with it. Like the movies. That would have been awesome. Honestly, if Steven Seagal would have handed him a cue ball and a sock and he started hitting John Jones, he probably would have got suspended or whatever, but that would have been a secret move.
Dude, you know? Have you ever watched Steven Seagal Lawman? Remember the ones out?
Yeah, that was the best.
Dude, it's so good. It's like a reality show where he goes to Louisiana.
Yeah.
And he's a cop and he's been coming down here for 30 years and helping us out.
Oh, it was the best.
It's so good.
Because he pulls people over. And these are like, a lot of people are like crackheads or whatever they're, and then halfway, and he comes out and people are like, Steven Seagal, and they want an autograph. Like, they're not even they're starstruck, they want a picture with him, let's take a selfie. I'm like, this is not really a lawman, it's more of just a guy getting pictures with crackheads.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. So,
Steven Seagal.
So after the fight, Ben Askren tweeted out, hey, Johnny Bones, maybe the best 205er in the world, but I know all you really want is the fans' love. Sorry, I'll never get it. Do you think that's true? I don't think he wants the fans' love. He doesn't.
Because he still fucks up publicly. If he really wanted approval, like, he wouldn't... I don't know. No. He doesn't care.
But him saying, like, I hope Daniel's crying right now after the fight and saying, good, I don't like him. He'd be celebrating right now. You know what? I have to respect the fact that that's how he really is, you know? On one hand, you want a guy, you want him to hug at the end, whatever, but the guy says, like, hey, I hope he's crying. And then Herb Dean taking that punch at the end. Herb Dean's got a chin. I mean, Jesus, Herb Dean.
He trains on a regular basis.
Well, he used to be in the UFC, right? He's had pro fights before.
I didn't know he had pro fights.
Yeah, Herb Dean.
Yeah, he's fought.
I thought he just trained. Yes.
What's up, bro?
He's had a couple. Are they pro fights or amateur fights?
No, pro fights.
Really?
Herb Dean was a real fighter.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if that was Kim Winslow taking that punch at the end?
Oh, can you imagine? That would have been awesome.
Could you imagine at the end if Kim Winslow would have been there? But that was kind of ridiculous. She might have taken a seat. By the way, Jake Ellenberger is back on the podcast.
Woo!
No, Jake Ellenberger is with us. We haven't seen him in years.
It's been a while.
We didn't even know he was still alive.
No. I knew he was alive.
You knew he was alive? How?
Instagram.
Oh, from Instagram.
Yeah.
He has a new girlfriend.
I do.
Who's smoking hot.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, how
She's
are you?
An amazing woman. I'm good, man. I've been busy, but things are good. It's a new year.
Yeah. So everything's good? So you are getting laid?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. This is a new year. Finally. This is unbelievable, people. Stop the clock. This is it. As Ronnie Munn would say, stop the clock. I can't believe it. Now, what was it like? Did you, oh my God. Did you call people and tell them that you finally got... Was it weird?
Was it weird? No, it wasn't weird at all.
Uh-huh.
No. It was good.
It was good.
No, it wasn't weird.
You like held out and everything. You didn't. I know it's been what 30 years since.
You 30 finally... years. You know, finally we got one. So.
Wow.
That's good. No more awkwardness. You know.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Time to move on to the next stage of life.
Now we got we got Jessica I right now calling in, and then we're gonna we have another podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk more 182 and some other shit.
182. We got to get to your fight against Koscheck coming up, mm-hmm. which is going to be awesome. UFC 184, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, all right. So let's call Jessica I right now.
Hello.
Hey, Jessica I.
Hello.
Hello. You're
I kept denying you.
No worries.
That's cool. Adam's used to it.
I'm used to it. You're here with Jake Ellenberger and Marina Shafir on the MMA Roasted podcast. How are you?
I'm awesome. I'm actually watching UFC Unleashed in between training session, and it's Diaz versus Benson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's pretty sweet. It's just kind of catching up, watching that before I go in. And drinking coffee, so.
Now,
is what I'm always doing.
Now, we got a couple things to talk about. Number one, your awesome fight over Leslie Smith. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Nice work.
It was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Oh my God. I think that was the best you looked I think I've ever seen. You were on fire.
Yeah, you know, and going into that fight, like, I kind of felt like my old style days, you know, like, I've been fighting for almost 9 years now. It's like, I have gone through so many, like, growing stages, and I think that finally going into Mexico, I was just like, I've been off for 11 months. Like, things have been crazy for me. I'm ready to win. I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to get back on a track. So, I mean, if it hadn't been her ear, it was going to be her nose or her leg or something. Like, I mean, I was trying to rip body parts off.
Wow.
So, that's
awesome. Kept, like, pulling the whole, like, I'm the peacemaker and she's evil. And it was just like, come on, girl. Like, don't, I mean, I get you're trying to hype the fight, but you don't have to make it like a drawn out cartoon.
So is there going to be a rematch, do you think, or no?
Well, you know, what's funny is like, cause she was obviously mad, you know, whenever they called the fight, and I was trying to be nice at first, and I was like, man, I'm sorry. Like, I hope, you know, I hope you're all right. And like, she kind of like smugged me. So like in passing, walking by, I said, don't worry, you'll get to hit me up on the circuit one day again.
Huh.
I mean, I'm not trying to be mean when I say that, but at the same time, like, I mean, I respect everybody as a fighter, but I mean, let's look at the numbers. I mean, when it comes down to the fight, I mean, I was doing things to her and I could see her just slowly diminishing. So, I mean, I feel like I would have beat her. I would have beat her in the second round at some point had it not been her ear.
Now, when you hit her in that ear and you see her ear pop and just blood start flowing, what's going through your head?
Well, at first I didn't know it was her ear. I thought it was the side of her face. Like, I couldn't tell where the blood was coming from. So I thought it was like her like cheekbone or something. I knew she was a little bit taller than me too. So I was working right sides and, you know, trying to come up over the top. So I was hitting the same spot every single time. But anyways, whenever I seen all the blood, I was like, what the heck? And then I noticed her, like, her face change, like in the middle of the fight, like, oh my God, something kind of hurt. And then, should I cut an angle? I cut an angle and I could see the ear like flopping. And I was like,
ew.
Oh my God. When we went into the second round, absolutely. When we clinched up and I like out of the corner of my eye could see like all the blood, I was like, ooh, that's the target spot.
Oh, so you were going for that ear.
Fuck yeah, she was going for
absolutely.
That ear.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I? That's like being in baseball and football and like going to the weak side. I'm going for the weaker end of it. I mean,
not...
I always use Uriah Faber versus Jose Aldo just because I feel like it's the best way to help people explain, like, did Jose quit kicking Uriah's leg when it hurt? No, he kept kicking it. No one thought he was a pig.
No, the object
people,
is to
like, win. I got mad that, like, I was still going for her ear. I'm like, isn't that the point?
Yeah, the object is to win the fight. Object is to win the fight. I mean, and plus, if you don't hit the ear, you might break her nose. I mean, you might break her face. I mean, you know, just get it over with. So,
it's interesting.
Listen, why not? I mean, why not take something out? So, I mean, that's the name of the sport. It's a way of winning. I mean, that's one of the ways to win. So,
yeah, absolutely. No, it's interesting.
I think
see,
it's awesome.
Like, when people start bleeding, it's kind of interesting to see how they react to that. Because I've been in a fight where somebody's nose or their eyes bleeding from a cut or something, and then they see that. And then they, you know, it's like their demeanor changes a little bit, though. You could tell, though, in the fight.
Have you ever been in a fight where a guy starts, shows one weakness and you kind of exploit that? Jake?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I mean,
you see it in their face. Like, you legitimately see it, like, in their eyes. And maybe, like, no pun intended, like, me being an eye, like, I just, that's something I pay attention to. And, like, I could see the fear in her face. And I was just, like, I was loving it. That's why I was just setting down more on my punches and just stopping everything and initiating everything.
No, I said that you're so attractive, you make girls' ears squirt. That's
But you can only go like two ways with a cut. Like, if you're the person being cut, you can either let it choose to defeat you, or you can just get so fucking pissed off, you know, and then make it a fight. But she let it defeat her in that fight for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think, and you know what, like, I think that the crowd was insane in Mexico, like. I think that was kind of, you know, like, I mean, that sometimes can weigh on people. I mean, personally, it doesn't, you know, really weigh on me, but I get what you're saying. Like, it's either it makes or breaks you. It either makes you fight harder or it makes you feel weaker. in this instant, I swear I literally felt like stuck out of her face. I think that she was trying to convince herself when she was saying don't stop the fight that it didn't hurt. That was her, you know, way of being like, no, like, I'm good, even though my ear's barely on.
Now, you know, that was awesome. Now, you look really good. Now, who do you want to fight next?
You know what? I'm not a picky person. Like, I love fighting, and I've been in this sport for so long that, like, I just wait my turn. Like, obviously, I want to fight for the title one day. I mean, I didn't get in this sport to not try to get my chance at holding a world title.
Right.
So obviously, whoever they put in front of me, it's this point on out.
So who do you think wins?
I mean, I feel like at this point, coming up from, you know, 25, like, I've literally faced some of the hardest strikers. Like, I really don't think anybody in the UFC is capable of knocking me out at all. I think I literally fought the toughest of the tough when it comes to striking. I mean, I think that, like, I've definitely proved myself in that way. So,
So I mean,
we'll see. There's so many good girl fights getting ready to happen.
So who do you think wins, Ronda or Kat?
I think Ronda wins.
How?
I see it going a little bit further. I think that Kat's going to try to utilize the fact that Ronda is very fast in the sense of closing distance, and Kat's going to come out and try to run from Rousey a little bit, and I think that will buy her some time. And be able to give her a chance to not let Ronda get her hand on her and throw her around a little bit.
Now,
I think it's going to be a good fight. I definitely don't see it being a first round fight. If it is, I'd be shocked. But I mean, it's fighting. I mean, you never know what can happen.
Now, recently on Twitter, yesterday actually, you wrote, "Why do I pick the worst men?"
It was Sunday, to be exact.
Okay, so sorry. So
she's gonna get real
right,
clarified
right,
here.
Right. So Sunday you go. So Sunday you wrote, "Why do I pick the worst men?" And then you said you want a guy with a beard. So
Well, no. Come on now, man. If you're gonna give news to people.
Okay. Yeah. You wrote, "I suck."
On my tweet, say the things right.
All right.
I first said that I enjoy looking at a man with a nice lineup and a nice beard.
Right.
And I think that's what I said. Well, obviously, what I said later, like, obviously not liking, I pick terrible guys. It's just, I'm terrible at it.
So obviously, you just, and then you, basically, you've been writing these emojis that you've been heartbroken. You've been posting sad songs on Twitter. What happened?
I didn't post any sad songs. I posted Eminem.
No, you said some of these songs.
No sad songs.
You did.
I'm not like putting like the Black Keys or like something crazy on there that's like sad and
no. Well, you had the emoji of a broken heart, and then you go, "Sometimes songs know just how a girl feels," and then you put like some song up there. I didn't hear the whole song.
No, the song "Beautiful Pain" is by Eminem is just a song about anything. Like, I mean, I'm glad that 2014 is in the books for me. 2014 was the worst year for me. You, as someone who knows me, like, I went through so many things. I think everyone kind of saw me have a slight meltdown after the drug test. And I mean, I've just, you know, obviously this last year has been kind of mad. I met somebody I really like. Unfortunately, just can't make it work. And I'm sad that I couldn't make it work when I finally tried to actually reach out to somebody and get in a relationship. But shit happens.
Now, was it a fighter?
I'm not going to say who it was. I think some people know who it was. I'm not going to put it out there because then that just makes things real awkward in life. I keep my personal life personal, and well, that's why.
Keep it personal. You put it on Twitter saying you suck at good men.
I mean, but that's fake. I can't pick guys.
I know, but based on how hard I'm going to hit on you was based on this, if it's a fighter or not. If it's
oh, like that's going to come on.
Well, if it's a fighter, I mean, I'm going to have less of a chance. All right, so now you're on the market, right? So you're looking for a guy with a beard.
Well, maybe, yeah. Hey, I mean, I'm willing to check it out. Now I can already see what's going to happen here, Adam. People are going to start doing all kinds of crazy things. It's going to be like, I'm like a freaking a dating website, and people are going to send me all kinds of crazy things now. I can feel it coming.
Adam, stop shaving us.
You're on the market, but okay, why do you suck at picking these men? Are you going for bad boys?
I don't. I mean, I guess I can laugh about it, but maybe having dad problems.
Okay, so
my whole life, just I'm terrible at picking them, man. I pick guys for the wrong reasons. And
what are the reasons? No, what are the reasons?
I pick a bad guy. Just I'm not good at it.
So I mean, you're picking.
And then I let people get close to me. I guess I do what I do best, and I just push them away.
Oh, so this was your fault.
I'm all personal with it. No, not entirely, but yes, some of it is.
Is she on Tinder?
Are you on Tinder?
No. I'm not going to do that either.
Good for you.
Good, okay, good.
I'm too scared to do any of that stuff. I'm just too nervous about doing any of that. My luck, I'm going to catch a creeper.
Yeah, that probably would be me. Now, listen, no. So it seems like, all right, so you're going for fighters, you're going for guys with muscles. What about funny guys?
No, I think you need I'm all about meeting people. There's no cookie cutter mold for man that I want. Like, if you're a good man, you're a good man. I'm going to give you a chance. If you're not, then it won't last.
So you're on the rebound. Okay, now are you sitting home with your cats and just listening to music all day? Like, what exactly are you doing to get over this?
I mean, I'm just training every day and being normal. I feel like I'm kind of, I mean, I think things kind of came to an end. I kind of got my answers, and I think he's very happy with somebody else. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I'm not one of those people, I'm going to sit there and cry for days.
Well, I don't know who it is, but I think he made a mistake. I mean, you're a beautiful girl. You're a fighter. You allegedly smoke weed.
Allegedly.
You're super fun. You're sweet. You got a great body. You got those cool tattoos right above your hoo-ha. So I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with these guys. Hello?
I don't even know what to say to that. I just kind of want to laugh right now. You know what? It definitely wasn't someone who lived in Cleveland, and maybe had they lived in Cleveland, life would have worked out a little bit more. But maybe I'll find my dream man here in Cleveland.
Was it Machine Gun Kelly?
God, no. I met him. I did meet him on New Year's.
Really?
He is a big tall. Yeah, he's so tall. He's so tall and skinny.
What were you doing on New Year's with Machine Gun Kelly?
Well, they had we had a big Cleveland party. They had this big thing here in Cleveland, and all Machine Gun Kelly, DJ Evie, Chad, all those guys were all down there for New Year's. It was basically all the celebrities in Cleveland came down, had a big old hootenanny, and got all together. And I got introduced finally to MGK. It was the most awkward introduction in the world, but it went well. And he knows I'm from Cleveland, so
nice.
Hopefully I'll get a walkout song sooner.
You should, yeah. Now Marina is in a relationship with a guy for 4 years. Three and a half years. He works on a tugboat, mm-hmm. but they like to pile drive each other. No. I don't know if you've heard about this.
Oh my god! Wow. I can't escape this. I'm never going to escape.
Now, Marina, what advice?
That's gonna be my introduction to everybody.
No,
right?
No, sorry. Now, what advice would you give to Jessica I?
For dating?
Yeah, for dating.
Stay single, girl.
Yeah, I think that's the best way for me.
Stay single,
especially, in my career, especially too. Being a fighter. You got to be selfish.
Yeah,
focus on you.
Be selfish. Keep the people you value around you and protect them, but be single.
Really? Why? You're not single.
I know, but relationships suck.
Really?
Yeah, they fucking suck.
Hmm.
They absolutely suck.
Honestly, Jessica, I think if you were here, me and you would have... It'd be hard, though, because you're kind of the alpha. So I would have
I'm
to...
Not,
no,
though,
I have
like,
a feeling
I'll
Adam
be
likes
the alpha.
That.
I mean, relationships are about giving, but there are certain things I obviously wouldn't budge on. I would not give you my last piece of chocolate. I wouldn't.
She wouldn't.
Well, just buy more chocolate.
I'm just saying. But I'm just saying. There are certain things I'm willing to budge on, but I would, I would give back.
So this guy was cheating on you?
I don't think cheating. I think just as soon as we broke up, just posting some pictures of him and another female, and it just was pretty fucking embarrassing for me. And
is that
I'm
girl
just not cool with that?
Is that girl a fighter too?
I think she is part time.
Wow. So
she's not.
So you're gonna call? Why don't you call her out after your next fight?
She did that all.
Call her out.
I think you should call her out.
It's not worth the time.
No.
Adam.
Nope. No. Cut your losses. So, it's a new year, man. Move forward.
Yeah, move forward. Fuck this guy. Listen, Jessica, listen. You got to come out to L.A. Fuck whoever did that. That guy, you're a sweet girl. What's wrong? I mean,
go on a date with him.
Yeah, go on a date. You could just don't bust my ear open because.
I won't. I'm not trying to fight. Yes. Unless I'm getting paid to do it, so.
Nice. All right. So, well, I mean, are you cheered up a little bit? I felt bad. I was looking at your Twitter, and I felt like I was. It was depressing. It was sad.
No, I am much happier mood today, and so lucky for you guys to call and cheer me up and chat with me. So I'm loving this. Thank you.
Anytime. Are you kidding? So, all right. So you're looking for a nice guy, and all right. So, what did you think of the fight between Daniel Cormier and John Jones?
I thought it was I didn't think it was a very good game plan by Daniel Cormier. I think Jones did a good job, but I just think that it was a matter of a not good game planning for Daniel Cormier going into that fight. You've definitely seen a couple of weak spots in Jones's game in the third. You know, I mean, just like any fight, everyone's got a little bit of weak spot in there. You just got to figure it out. But I strictly think that the fight could have gone a different way had there been better game planning.
You think he should have used his wrestling more in the beginning?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't understand his stance. I didn't understand the standing in front and not working off the dirty boxing. I didn't understand that. Just being him so tall, like and working some of the body kicks as tall as Jones is, I just don't feel like body kicks are the safe route. And right. Jones caught a couple of them, but. I mean, yeah. It was a good fight. That whole night was awesome. I mean, Castillo, like that fight was crazy. Like,
oh yeah,
they were all awesome. I didn't get to see the chick fight, which usually I usually watch the girls, but I didn't happen to catch that one. But I heard it was good.
I like that she says chick fight. That's pretty awesome that a girl says. You know, what I like about you is that you're like still feminine, but you're tough. You know, that's a good mix. A lot of girls are just way too much of like, you know, they'll like fix your car for you. You know, whereas you. You still have that feminine thing where you
haven't met a woman that'll fix my car.
Exactly.
But that'd really? Be cool though.
I don't know. She's like, Jessica's still a girl. I mean, not that you got, I mean, Marina's still a girl too, but I'm saying you guys are like, you guys have that that nice thing of you're still a feminine, but you fight. It's good.
We got the it thing. We just got the it thing.
Yeah. That's true.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
I didn't know what to say to that.
Yeah. So now Marina says that usually it takes a guy 3 dates to like hook up with her. Do you have that same 3-date rule?
To hook up with her?
No, to hook up with you.
I did not say that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've all made some mistakes, you know, here and probably had a couple of 1-night stands we wouldn't have had any other time. But, I mean, it's got to be, I play hard to get sometimes. So, I mean, I don't know. I have had a 1-night stand before, but I've also
sorry about that, by the way.
Made people wait. Yeah, made people wait. So I mean, it's.
So you've had a 1-night stand. All right, so that's good. Now, how many 1-night stands have you had?
One.
One.
I only have one.
And then the guy
but
never.
Is it technically a 1-night stand? Is it technically a 1-night stand when you still are like cool with that person and you talk to them and you converse with them and you know them? You know now, like.
It's a 1-night stand if you don't have sex with them again.
Really? Yeah, then I've never had one.
Yes.
Unfortunately, no.
No, the 1-night stand is like you never talk to a person afterwards. Like,
and you never sleep with them again.
Yeah, if you never talk to them, that's 1-night stand.
Is it like someone you just
Yeah, well,
meet,
I've never had one of those.
Jake, have you ever had a 1-night stand?
I have not.
You're so full of shit, dude.
Bullshit.
Come on. Why do you lie to everybody?
I feel like, listen, and this might be really, really, like, jerky sounding of me, but I definitely feel like every man fighter is a dog. And they all have 1-night stands all the time. So, like,
I would say most of them
you go bang broad. Like, that's what happens.
Most of them are, sure.
Jake has revisited every 1-night.
He's so full of shit. Marina, have you ever had a 1-night stand? No? Back in Kosovo, wherever you're from?
Kosovo?
Moldova?
Kosovo.
No, Marina?
I may have had a couple 1-night stands.
Right, really?
But I used to be a bartender.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you would sleep with the customers?
No, not always.
Oh. Not always, but a lot of the times?
Not a lot of the times.
How many 1-night stands have you had?
I've had a couple.
Like 30?
I said a couple.
Wow.
Like 20?
Like a couple?
Like two?
You go from a couple to Yeah. 50?
Wow. All right. Well, listen, Jessica, listen, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. You are a beautiful girl. I'm sorry that you're heartbroken. I'm telling you, come out to LA. Hey, I will treat you like gold.
It's a new year, too.
It's a new year.
Onward and upward.
That guy.
Exactly. You're like a walking 2015, bumper sticker. Baby.
I mean, are you kind of an emotional? I mean, when it comes to dating you, though, are you very needy? Are you very independent?
No.
You're very independent.
No, I mean, I feel like I'm a very fair girl. Like I'm very fair in a lot of ways. I think that this particular relationship just didn't happen to work out because the distance was too far.
Hmm.
I mean, if you're going to be in a relationship, I feel like you need to be around the person, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, his loss.
Right.
His loss. Thank you, Jessica I, for calling in. Listen, if you ever need to cheer it up, call me, text me, send me nude pics. Okay, whatever you need.
Whichever.
All of the above.
I am here for you, okay? I am totally here for you.
You gotta come to a show to Cleveland or Toledo again so me and Chad can come. We were texting about it yesterday. So
yes.
We both want to come see you.
Yeah, Chad is a guy, is a comic that, like, challenged Jessica on air to an arm wrestling competition, and Jessica fucked him up, which I knew that was going to happen. I knew that was going to happen.
Hell yeah.
So, well, take care, Jessica. Hang in there.
Good talking to you, Jess.
Awesome. You bye, guys Jessica. Rock. Thanks for chatting with me.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right. Well, that was Jessica I. Thank you so much for coming on the show. On show two, we're going to cover more of Jake. Where's Jake been? UFC 182.
Can we make that a hashtag?
Yes. Where's Jake been? Hashtag where's Jake been? Thank you, Jessica. I'm sorry about the whole guy issues. I'm sure it'll work out for you. She's a beautiful girl who can fight, who's a
There'll
celebrity.
A line.
There's going to be a line of men with beards. So too bad Team Alpha Male can't grow them. Otherwise, they'd be on the line too. Listen, but thank you.
Girls though grow beards too.
Yeah. Yes. Right. That's very true. So thank you all for listening. Tune into the next one, which will come out on Friday. You can find us at MMA Roasted. Thank you, Fox Sports. Have a good day.